The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Whenever I head into the weekend, I got to go with my good buddy Liam Sheff. I try anyway. It's Friday and Liam's back and he's in L.A. and he's got stuff to say. He's got stuff to share. His experiences have been out there for all of us, and he's teaching, I believe, some great lessons, and I always love having you on. My good friend Liam Sheff, welcome back.
My good friend Robert Scott Bell here. I'm Los Angeles here. We're in the middle of a very long drought. It's like a 60-year drought, but it's going to be okay. We're going to drill the Central Valley for water. We're going to get water out of the Central Valley, even if we have to dig to Australia.
Yes, he's got a dry sense of humor. I just hope he's not too irradiated.
Even if we have to pour the ocean right into the fields, we'll desalinate it with nuclear power. It's going to be great.
All right. Get out of there soon, my friend.
You know, the strange thing about being here, of course, is it's surreal. Los Angeles was invented by, I guess, William Mulholland, you know, when they diverted water from whatever Central Valley of California down here. Now it's draining the Colorado River Basin, like the center of the country, and I mean like six, eight states, the biggest states that we have, are growing food because of the Ogallala Aquifer. Say that three times.
Ogallala? We got Okahumpka. That's even better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Passama what?
That's not humping in Oklahoma, I promise. It's Friday, I know, but that's not what I'm saying. There is an Indian name, Okahumpka.
The Ogallala is down, 300 feet in some places, and it's like a couple million years old as far as anybody can tell. It's not going to replenish for thousands and thousands of years, and it's drained over 50%, 60%, since the 30s.
Yeah.
So the myth, and
Ogallala is short for, oh God, La La Land is toast.
Well, okay, but that means that we're toast because Monsanto land, which is the big buttery middle of the country that grows all of the fake grain and soy that Monsanto sprays its lovely pesticides on, is all watered by the Ogallala. And when that goes away, a billion people will be starving, and we're first in line.
Kevin Costner in Waterworld when you need him? But no, then he was recycling his urine.
He was, and that was salt water, so, you know, no good for anybody. So we're out here, and, you know, we really are slouching toward Bethlehem at a pretty good pace. And my thoughts, I think I used to try to recoil a little from the obvious, and the obvious is that this just doesn't last forever. And you try to deal with it, you know, you barter, it's like the seven steps of acceptance in a great loss or death, and you try to negotiate, right? Like, well, what about alternative energy? What about desalinization? Well, what about nuclear? Oh God, it's all a disaster. And then I finally have turned this corner. where I've accepted that the world will change radically. And my mind has shifted in a way that I didn't expect.
Yeah, but you've remained open to this. And this, you know, this a lot of times will resist what's staring us in the face, but, you know, what it might mean if it's not as comfortable as we would like it to be. I think that's the perception of those who, you know, the alien technologists, the new technology that will save us kind of thing. They don't want to think of having to live differently. It's all most of them have known. We've lived in quite an extraordinary time. I covered last week on the show, Liam, the global warming debate, you know, with all the stuff, the protests going on in New York City. And you know, I said this is not global warming, it's global harming. If they had coined it and couched it and phrased it in that way, the debate would be a whole different debate, global harming. But they've tied it to something that anybody could say, well, the stats don't show what you say, they show this. And it's kind of a perpetual, we'll never get anywhere. But I think that's part of what they wanted to do. But it really is the elites' fear of telling us that we're running out of oil, and we don't want to tell you that because we want to control whatever descent into whatever we're going, and this is the way we're going to play it. So the Earth Muffins follow along with our global warming or climate change schemes, which means carbon credit trading. I don't know what they're going to call it, but it's a control factor from the top down is what they're trying to do, which is not going to work.
Yeah. Well stated. I don't get into that argument because if CO2 causes global warming, doesn't matter. Because if we have to shift our society away from burning fossil fuels, then the entire way that we live dies. I'm 43. My thinning hair can attest to the fact that I'm 43. I'm not faking it. Even though my skin is still supple, I can demonstrate American principle of philosophy in two sentences. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
At 43 years old, this is Liam Sheff's American Principles of Total Philosophy. If you can sell it and make a profit, it is good, morally, ethically, etc. If it gets in the way of making a profit, it is bad, period. End of story. You notice I didn't talk, there was nothing in there about, you know, killing children or poisoning entire generations or destroying, you know, total ecosystems or cutting off the top of mountains, which leads to irreversible desertification, et cetera, et cetera. You notice I didn't mention that because none of those have to do with profit. Profit is the shortest term response from the most egotistical animal on earth.
Yeah.
It's the concept that money is actually something, you know, rather than the water, rather than food, water, and, you know, large kinship groups or, you know, tribal affiliation being something. No, money is something. Money is nothing. Money is the ability to do work, which is really oil. And oil is an incredibly destructive force that has allowed us to, you know, send people onto the rock in space. Well, that's been worth nothing. I didn't need the Tang or the Velcro. I could have done without it, and we could have, you know, saved a lot of energy not spending all that money on jet fuel.
I remember a Tang, and I remember Velcro. Do you remember Underdog?
Yeah.
Polly Purebred?
Yeah, I loved Underdog.
I don't know. It's just a stream of consciousness thought. I remember when you were talking about L.A. drying up, and I remember one of the villains he had, you know, there was, I think, he developed
Simon Bar Sinister.
He says, Simon says, dry up, and he'd shoot this thing, and he'd dry and dehydrate all the water, and that was the thing. Who knew that Underdog was so prescient as to what was going to happen in the major metropolitan cities, particularly out west, to begin with?
Well, it was already happening. As I said, William Mulholland made the water run into Los Angeles. It was covered in that very famous, a very excellent movie called Chinatown. And Chinatown is about the theft of water from the valleys to fund Los Angeles' growing population. Los Angeles wouldn't exist at all without stolen water resources. Again, there's an Oscar-winning movie from the 70s about it. Whatever you think of the director, it's an accurate portrayal of the transition. L.A. would have just been that little, you know, ghost town, you know, a few private detectives, you know, cutting their teeth, a few Hollywood starlets going out to Santa Monica to get their tans, you know, somebody throwing themselves from the Hollywood sign because they couldn't make it in the big town. Well, they wanted to develop the city. They wanted it to be in New York. But it's a it's a little bit of a city carved out by granite. It doesn't exist. I mean, it's a desert. It doesn't exist. Las Vegas, Sedona, Phoenix, Tempe. Did I say Las Vegas twice? anything in New Mexico, Austin. Austin exists as a small town, but not as a big city. Dallas, Houston. You go through the Southwest, anywhere from the Dakotas down through Texas, Oklahoma, et cetera, all the things that are big cities just don't exist, minus the fake water, the Ogallala, the fake pumping. And this has to lead you to conclude what I've now concluded. Dramatic pause.
What is it that you have concluded?
Okay, I've concluded. I didn't know if you were hitting the break or not.
No, we're doing a couple of minutes till break, so we got time for your conclusion.
All right. I thought we should tease it.
I know you wanted to.
I've concluded this. You can be kind of a dipstick and talk about free energy machines. I can tell you why you're a dipstick for doing that. You're a creative dipstick. I'll give you that. But you're an illogical one because we have 800 to 900 to a billion internal combustion engines, big ones running around the world, making things go. If we had a free energy machine and let's say it produced 12 volts an hour and it was made by rare earths and stuff that you only got from, asteroids, that free energy machine would be worth exactly Jack
Squat.
Jimmy Crackhorn and I don't care.
Right.
It'd be worth nothing. So let's not talk about free energy machines. It also wouldn't fill one internal combustion engine, and we don't have time to change our entire society. I've concluded that this society is on the way out. It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be messy. It's going to take a couple of decades to five, you know, 2 to 5, maybe 10 decades. It could be really abrupt. It will involve a lot of bloodletting. Nobody is immune from this, no matter how well you prepare. You don't know where you're going to get caught when one big emergency happens in a 20 to 50 year series of emergencies. James Howard Kunstler called it the long emergency 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and he was right. So instead of wringing your hands about what we can do as though there was a we of 7 billion people that had anything in common with each other except being human,
yes,
as a we lived in one place, what you should do out there in Radioland is move your arsenic to a
nice
move your aspirin to a water rich place. Tell your homeowner association to go fork itself, that you're growing food all over your lawn, and that this is your future. Your future is local. It is interwoven in a kinship group of your community. It is increasingly off the grid as you redevelop your own grid. It is increasingly self-sustaining, not on a nuclear family, but in a large kinship group that you develop, that has a network system of adults caring for all the kids that fall, you know, under that purview, however they've come about through whatever arrangements.
All right. Well, Liam, we got to take a break now. Let's talk more about that. But I also want to talk about, you know, if the kids are going to survive this thing called vaccination. There's a link we put up in the notes today I want to discuss with you. So stick around. It is Healing Revolution Friday. Liam Sheff on the West Coast. I'm on the East, and we got lots of healing to do left over. We'll be right back. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Billsgang.com, Billsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today. Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam Schaff on with me today as we head into the weekend. Hope it'll be wonderful for you, but I'm not in la-la land, so we'll be hanging back here with the fam and doing some stuff, fun things, but I just enjoy talking with you about these things, the evolution of consciousness, really. We are on this planet. Some people know why, others don't, but regardless, let's have some fun along the way. Now, we like humor, we like comedy, we like to laugh, but you pointed out something yesterday, and you sent it to me, we've linked it up in the show notes today, that's really not funny. It's like a failed attempt at humor, not by you, not by me, but we, you know, in observing it, this little girl that is being injected with a flu shot, and somebody thinks it's funny because she's screaming in terror. Hey, what the hell is wrong with people on this one?
Well, if you come from the perception that vaccines saved the world from polio, well, really, you know, DDT is the more likely cause of what was called the infantile paralysis, among with all the other organochlorines and neurotoxic lead, arsenic, et cetera, based herbicides and pesticides that were used in the first half century into the 70s. So if you believe that polio was stopped by a vaccine that didn't stop polio, that polio was redefined, that's all in my book, The Stories, Chapter 5, then you think that people are crazy for opposing vaccines. But if you don't ask yourself the very basic, I think, logically determining question, let's define vaccine. You know, what's in a vaccine? you know, it wasn't made by Willy Wonka. It's not from the chocolate factory. It's actually something that's grown in something called the substrate, which is human and animal tissue, cellular material, MSG, and heavy metals. And heavy metals are all neurotoxic. So, you know, you put this into a little body, you create neurotoxins. So this website called BuzzFeed, which is just some sort of aggregator, thank you. An aggravator.
Yes.
So the aggravator that is BuzzFeed pulls together things to make you laugh, to get hits on the website, to tell its advertisers that it's worth advertising with them. This little girl deserves an Oscar for her performance while getting a flu shot. So they have these moving pictures, these GIFs, of a girl in absolute panic, screaming bloody murder for getting a flu shot. They give her the shot. She looks horrified. And then by the end, she's terrified and she laughs in relief that there's a Band-Aid going on her arm. Now they're saying, oh, what a pathetic little girl. Get her an agent. She's such a Hollywood drama queen. Well, let's just ask the question. You know, hey, liberal elite, let's just ask the question. Mm-hmm. NPR true believers, just a question. What's in a vaccine? That's all. Straightforward, simple, right? No harm, no foul. Let's just define our terms. What's in a vaccine? Well, we got aluminum. Well, mercury, thimerosal, chloride agents, different chemicals that you don't even know how to say, human serum. Well, if you imagine that being injected with an animal protein, you know, yeast extracts, MSG, egg proteins, sheep cells, fetal cells, if you imagine that being injected with this stuff might, or even eating this stuff and have it, you know, go through your body and leaky gut syndrome might cause extraordinary allergies, what about injecting it deep into muscle fiber? What happens then? I mean, what are we playing at? And why are we making fun of this girl? So I want people to go to this article by Maisel Thornton, BuzzFeed staff. Who knew flu shots could be so hilarious? Now, she's just a nice girl who, I think, who has grown up with this agenda programmed into her head without ever saying, I just want to know what's in a flu shot. I'm not against, I'm not pro, I'm not anti. I just want to know what's in a flu shot.
Right.
If there's any medical literature that argues succinctly, reasonably, that injecting anybody with a heavy metal or a plasticizing agent or washed animal cells or egg, if any of this stuff might cause moderate to severe symptoms, including, you know, fainting, death, et cetera, et cetera. The answer is a resounding and really not very controversial yes in the medical literature. But when you say, oh, that's a vaccine, suddenly you said the wrong word.
We have it linked up. We've got to take a break. So we're encouraging you, if you want to go there, ask the question, what's in a vaccine? Maybe you want to add what is in it for people to consider it and then let it go, hit and run, whatever you got to do. But that's another part of the culture I do not like. I do not like our medicalized, collectivist, vaccine-induced, heavy metal intoxicating culture. We're going to see what we can do to create a new one after the break. Or if not, maybe go back to an old one. I don't know. Let's talk to Liam Sheff some more about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Liam, do you remember, how do you say this? Of course you remember, but I just remember in the younger years, your teen years, your 20-something, you couldn't wait to talk about relationships. You know, it was just something you did. If you could get into a discussion about relationships, I mean, it was completely engaging. And there was probably not a lot of, how would you say, before if you're young, you're not married yet, you're talking about all these exciting things about relationships, what you thought they should be, where these views came from. And at a certain point, you may have settled into one. But was it your idea of a relationship or was it somebody else's construct that you fit yourself into? I mean, these are questions I've asked about a lot of things in my life. And you have really pushed the proverbial envelope on the discussion of relationships recently. I know that's part of what's going into your next book. You don't do it to offend, I don't believe, but you do talk openly about these things, and it causes people to question their reality. Can we do a little bit more of that today?
Yeah, let's. And let's just say that I'm outside of the norm. I'm no longer in any way representative of conventional in my view of relationships. So I've stepped outside of that. The audience doesn't have to feel obliged to identify with me. So you can look at me as the alien here.
Okay, you're from the planet Zubla Dubla.
Right. I'm from the planet Zubla Dubla. And I'm coming to you as an alien archaeologist and anthropologist, explaining a little bit about your culture to you. Because you're too close to it. You don't see what's happening here. But I think I've gotten a better view over the last 4 years, or probably 14 or even 24, as I began my adult sex life. I always had questions about the inherited value set. I always had questions about the nature of monogamy, marriage, lifetime fidelity or fealty to one person, the idea of sort of locking your hips and groin, giving the key to somebody else, saying, you own me, and this is how I establish my value as a person. I always had deep questions about it, and deep conflicts with the notion that we should be so owned by anyone. I understood there were boundaries, everything had, I believe in consent, I believe in adults communicating, I believe in all that kind of stuff, but I didn't understand the idea of ownership.
Ownership. Now, it's interesting. I want to bring that up real quick, because if we say we're too close to it, here in America, it's considered an ownership society. And if we go back to the Declaration of Independence, I mean, there were some smart guys involved in that. And they talked about the pursuit of happiness, and they talk about the pursuit of property. I think that was more about self-determination, because for so long we had been property of the king in history, and it was the first time it said, no, you can go out and do stuff. The king doesn't have a say in it. So there is some discussion. There is also confusion when we talk about property ownership. Here now we're talking about ownership of other humans, perhaps a spouse, for instance.
Right. Well, the spousal relationship is absolutely an ownership relationship, and it was established as such. And we inherit this from really Babylonian Assyrian culture, and that was transmitted through Judaic culture. But the Judaic culture, being an outside culture, became, I think, even more extreme at the point, several thousand years ago in Sumer, Iraq. It became even more extreme because it was, an outside the norm fundamentalist culture. So they restricted their relationships even more than the central culture that they were part of, really to identify themselves as being sort of special. The Hebrew culture in their Levitical text in the Torah Old Testament was the first to put an absolute prohibition against male homosexuality. There were various prohibitions on certain kinds of relationships, but there was never really a concept that male homosexuality was wrong. In some cultures, it was venerated. In some, it was mildly discouraged in some aspects, but never really. Nobody really cared. Not much. There never was a concept that a man married a woman for life and that was it. You never had sex with anybody else. Women were often related to as property, but in some cultures they had more power than others. In what we'd call the prehistorical cultures, which is of course, a misnomer, but the pre-agricultural, pre-literary cultures.
Well, what do they call it? Pre-civilization maybe is the way they'd refer to it?
Yeah, I guess so. But these people seem pretty civilized. They waged very little war. They were hunters and gatherers. They seemed to have an abundant food supply. There were very few of them compared to how many of us there are today. They created art. Their relationships seemed to evolve or develop out of the same principle that we operate out of naturally when we're in high school. Now, this sounds funny to people, but if I talk about prehistory and ancient tribes, you'll get a little confused. But if I talk about high school, you'll know exactly what I mean. When we were in high school, we had a clique, and the clique expanded and shrunk at different times as new people would come in, and, we decided they were sort of us, of our tribe. And new people would sometimes be interested in older people who were there, and sometimes they would date, and then the next semester they would be broken up, and the next semester they would both be dating other people, and they would still manage to be friends, and they still managed to be in the same clique.
Liam, you got me thinking back to that. And yeah, I can definitely say I aligned with certain groups, but at the same time, what's weird about me is that I ended up interacting and having friendships in many groups. although I didn't say I identified only with one. I don't know if that makes me a nomad or just somebody that is not so tribal that I'm alien to others and they're alien to me. Does that make sense? I just don't.
Well, you're not a joiner, you know. Okay. We're very similar in that way. I'm not really a joiner, so I had a lot of, you know, I took interest. I'm also a Gemini, and I took interest in a lot of the different groups. But but dating would occur within these groups, and dating was never lasted more than a year in high school, and that wasn't an accident. That was to demonstrate what we really are. Now, we were kept on a path in high school of going to class and doing other things. If we had been allowed to go all the way, we might have gotten pregnant and had to settle down and then form these ridiculous lifelong punitive bonds that somehow somebody owns your genitals, and that's how you prove that you're a good person. Now, the society owns you based on this. The society says that if you fail to let somebody, or at least say that you comply with the idea that somebody owns your life of affection, not just sex. I'm not talking about intercourse. I'm talking about your entire affectionate panoply. Your entire range of affection is now supposedly owned by one person. If not, you are encouraged to be extraordinarily jealous, incredibly heinously.
Well, and you know, jealousy is an emotion that can lead to violence. You know, it's just not one of the higher, let's say, functions of love, I think.
You're encouraged to let it lead to violence. You're encouraged to become incredibly jealous. And that's the way that men control women, but it's the way men are controlled by the state. Because at the transfer from hunter-gatherer to agriculture, we settle down in one place, and then the priest kings, you know, developed out of the grain holders and people who ran the granaries. And the priest kings told us what was what and who we had to be angry at and who we had to fight against. We did, and all the men would pay into their coffers, either grain and then eventually the substitute for grain, which was money. And the women were the property of the men because the men had to spend all their time accruing material, grain and then food, and then money. And the women were property so that the children could inherit what the men had earned. In a hunter-gatherer society, women probably, you know, women did more of the gathering, so they were more of the calorie provider, and men probably did a little more of the hunting. But you know, opposed to what the paleo, you know, the paleo diet people think, it wasn't a hunting bonanza 24 hours a day, 360, you know, 4 1/4 days a year. You have to follow the hunting season, and mostly you ate grubs and roots and grasses, nuts and seeds, and you cultivated some things that, you know, would regrow. But it was a pretty egalitarian as far as anybody can tell. And if we look at hunter-gatherer tribes today in areas with plenty, they sort of behave that way. And people go through long relationships like we did in high school. Sometimes they have a kid, and the kid is really raised by the whole group. And sometimes the men, after, you know, a little while with a woman, go, I'm going to have a kid with her. And she goes, sure, that's fine, because you're always going to be responsible.
I got to ask, how is this different from the reaction I have when thinking about the times Hillary Clinton was going out saying it takes a village, it takes a village? Because
I don't know. Well, she was right. It takes a village to raise a child. Was she wrong?
I know.
I mean,
it just.
But so what? Wait a second. You don't like her. Who cares? You know, we've been programmed reactionarily to dislike.
I agree. I just. You know me.
Tell me it's wrong. Tell me it doesn't take a village to raise a child. Make that argument without invoking her.
I couldn't and wouldn't. I'm just saying that I have just the honest in my body, as I said, not being a joiner, I revolt at elitists telling me what to do. And I know you're not telling anybody what to do. That's what you said. You're coming from the planet Zubla Dubla as an alien archaeologist, just kind of observing and describing. So, but I feel the things that go on when we talk about this resistance associated with personalities and trying to get beyond that to talk about.
So it's an ancient African proverb, and you find this proverb all over the world. And when Hillary Clinton was younger and she had a few functional human brain cells left before she was totally co-opted by the Monsanto Lizard Corporation Planet Nibiru or whatever you believe in.
Right.
She said it takes a village to raise a child. Well, she was right. The problem is it doesn't take a village of an oil empire. It doesn't take a vaccinating village to raise a child. The village isn't the NIH or the CDC.
There you go. Thank you.
People rebel from that, and they're right. The liberals are really the fake liberals because they're not really very liberal, not in favor of freedom. The fake liberals who embrace that and think that means you should let public school tell your kid to inject yourself with whatever and then to eat the GMO food because science will save us are full of McShizzle. You know, it's crap. 100% unrefined crap. And not even the good kind that you can fertilize fields with. So she got that right because she quoted something that was right, which was an ancient worldly proverb of all tribes. It takes a village to raise a child. Now, if you let this two-person system raise kids, you always end up with this disaster. The woman is overstretched, overstressed, overburdened. The man is overstressed, overburdened, providing money. Nobody has time to teach the kids any lessons. So if the woman has to homeschool them, it's just one psyche, one fragmented, exhausted person trying to teach these kids everything. She can't know everything. She's one little person.
Oh, I know. Look, I've seen what my wife has done, helping me to raise these two kids, doing extraordinary, outrageous things that have exhausted her beyond belief. And, you know, that's why I gravitate to what you're saying, and I understand that more, not part of the construct that I was raised in so much as observing as you are, to say, wait a second, is there a different way? Is there a better way? And we're about out of time. We'll keep visiting this, but your exploration and your next book is going to be, in my mind, a blockbuster already, the things you're covering and revealing, and I appreciate you so very much.
And I appreciate the ability to come from my planet and talk to your people.
Yes, and if I've ever said anything bad about the people from Zubla Dubla, it was no reflection on you.
Well, that's fine. They have some, you know, they have strange taste in movies, so don't worry about it.
Okay, Liam Shep, thank you. We're heading into the weekend. One more segment back with Super Don to wrap it up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clovella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up another great week of healing broadcasts on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All levels, physiological health, of course, that's physical for those of you in Washington, D.C. that don't know the difference. Or at Clifton Road in Atlanta, because, you know, you tend to only look at the world as if everything is a virus. That's right. Messed up, man. Anyway, thank you to Liam Sheff. Thank you to Dr. Frank King. Thank you to Super Don, of course, and all the wonderful things we get to do together 6 days a week. It's really cool, really cool. Let's see. We got another question of the day maybe to wrap up here. Oh, and by the way, click the links if you see banners on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's the reason we're able to do this 6 days a week. Thanks to the sponsors that help make this possible. I don't sell anything, but if you go there and say thank you, give them some love, that keeps this thing going. And, of course, we've been at it. I just got news that on this very coming Sunday, it's a 10-year anniversary of sorts. Our good friend, he's not a doc, he's better, Christopher Barr, first heard me on the radio when I was with TRN. On, you know, doing my Sunday broadcast, and I had Professor.
And he remembers the date.
Yeah, I know. He's totally.
Wow.
That was a big, big, big day for him and me too, because it was a great connect, great friendship that was able to develop from that.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, all right. So I'm imagining Chris calling you up and he's saying, "So you know what this Sunday is, right?" And you're like,
"No,
no,
no." Yeah, you know what he actually?
You don't remember our anniversary?
Yeah, exactly. He sent a nice care package of 100% whole food grown nutrients. And again, that's been a great addition because I didn't have access to them in the comfort level of working with these whole food based nutrients because I'm a food guy. And suddenly, it opened up a whole world, which is really terrific. And I think it's helped a lot of people since then. In fact, I know it
very
has.
Cool.
So. We'll have to see. I don't know if we can get Duesberg on again. I'll have to give him a call. But that's a great 10-year anniversary. And also, the 2nd of October, our show 1000 here, yeah. Since we launched with naturalnewsradio.com 6 days a week along with our syndicator GCN.
Dude, that is such a big number. It doesn't seem like 1,000, does it?
No, it doesn't. But look out. We got some special stuff coming up thanks to you. Now, thanks to Todd. He just wrote in and says, "Hello, Robert. I have a friend that went out hiking to be healthy."
Nice.
That's good. We like get out in nature.
Yeah.
"And was bit by a tick."
Oh,
man. Right? Nature can be dangerous. It's true. He became sick and he has suffered for some 18 months now. What would you suggest?
Wow.
That might help him. Yeah.
So he goes out to go hiking because he wants to be healthy, gets bit by a tick, and he's been sick for 18 months now?
Right.
Dude, that sucks.
So when you go out on a hike, don't take the ticks with you. No, that's probably not what happened. I mean, you walk in the woods in certain areas, they're there. They're going to, you know, we find them. My daughter has had, you know, tick before, but she didn't get sick from it. But of course, what did we do? We immediately put her on some Sovereign Silver. We flooded her body over the, you know, a 48-hour period. And this was a couple of days into it when we discovered it. And like she said, she's fine. Todd says the endless rotation of antibiotics only helps a little, according to Todd, about his friend. And that's true, because the antibiotics will rip up your gut. That's why we talked about it with Dr. Frank King today. And for me, the key is once you find out you've been bitten by a tick, or, you know, they've been sucking your blood and exchanging stuff, could be a Borrelia spirochete, that's Lyme disease, the silver initially, immediately, is going to be very helpful. Also, homeopathic medicine like phosphorus and other things that address infectious scenarios. King Bio, in fact, has formulations for Lyme. I don't know if they're available over the counter or through doctors, but give them a call during the week at 800-543-3245. Again, anything that we do here to modulate immunity is going to help. The beta-1-3D glucan, etc. Dr. Newsom's Super Earth Energy is going to be tremendous, because we talk about energy. And the people with Lyme just don't have any energy. People that have been on antibiotics for years, they just don't have the energy that they need and want. And we got to restore it. So the silver is going to be critical. If you've been dealing with it for 10 years of Lyme, the silver is going to be critical too, but it's probably only going to be one of many things you're going to need to do. And some physicians are actually resorting to intravenous introduction of this form of silver hydrosol. Okay? So that's another option. But hopefully that's a little bit helpful to you. I know we can't go into great medical detail on that, but I don't want to discourage anybody from hiking, but take precaution when you're doing that. And, you know, definitely keep an eye on your clothing, on your hair, things like that. Have somebody with you. I mean, if it's not that, it could be a snake bite or a bear. Right? So travel safely.
What homeopathic remedy is good to get rid of bears?
Yeah, I don't know that. Run! You know, I don't know. Can you make yourself smell bad for a bear? I don't know. Maybe my teenage son. Never mind.
There you go. Have him go hiking with
Carry on, my wayward friends. All right. Well, we're about out of time here, so thank you all for being here. Listen, Liam Sheff's got a great article, Challenging Beliefs About Relationships. Read that out. He's the anthropologist from another planet looking at all of us. And, yes, it's silly fun, too. Well, we've got that and a whole lot more. Be back Sunday. Thanks to everybody for being here. And, you know, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.